Hello, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices. My name is Gina Margaret Tiger. I am your host. This is a safe haven for self-help. We talk about all things self-love, self-care, self-healing, self-empowerment, self-improvement, self, all about the self. So as much as we have support, we have family, we have friends, we have community, deep down, you were born alone, you would die alone, and this is the chapter that can help you navigate in life. This is a podcast that can help you make certain decisions on your own, because I always need to remind you, you came alone, you die alone. I'm not saying disregard your family or your friends or your community, no, but understanding yourself on an individual level will help you become a better version around your family, your community, despite whatever circumstance that you may face. So this is chapter 6, and I'm talking about emotional intelligence. This is episode 79. However, in chapter 6, this is episode 3. There's a lot of miscalculation in how my podcast is set up, but I like to give you a challenge to keep you on your toes to understand where we are on this timeline. So I'm talking about emotional awareness. And I would like to also just drizzle in a little bit of emotional, like in the emotional awareness, I want to talk about self-awareness. What is self-awareness or developing self-awareness? So self-awareness, right, is the foundation of emotional intelligence. I feel like this particular episode is the heart of this chapter. Because once you understand the foundation of emotional intelligence, then everything else will unravel itself. Self-awareness involves understanding your own emotions. Do you know how you feel? Do you understand how you feel? Do you know why you feel? All of those emotions, your thoughts and behaviors are all linked. And you need to be aware of how, why, and when. Becoming more self-aware, you can identify patterns, you can identify triggers, and you can know how all of these things that I've just mentioned impacts your life. Because it does, it shapes our lives, it shapes our future. And if you realize in some of the mistakes that you've done, it was based off making decisions emotionally and you didn't have the emotional intelligence, and now you ruined what could have been the biggest opportunity of your life. So this topic is very deep, and I love the fact that I'm talking about this emotional awareness or self-awareness. Because once you map yourself and understand how you feel, how you manage your emotions, how you regulate your emotions, you will be able to make better decisions. Our lives are based on decisions, whether we like it or not. Yes, there are external things that we cannot control, like the weather, day and night. But our daily movements, whether we are successful or we are failures, everything is based on the decisions that we make, and emotions contribute to that. How you feel contributes to that. And I'm gonna teach you how to understand how your emotions work so that you are able to navigate and make the right choices. So first you need to recognize and accept your emotions. I'm literally getting goosebumps because this is such a big challenge for anyone. This is a big challenge, and you're not gonna get it all in one day. It's something that you have to keep working on every single day. I had my first encounter of self-awareness in October 2020, and it was the most painful experience. Until today, I'm still working on my self-awareness and my emotional awareness. Because it's not something that you just work on and stop. It's a daily thing. Once you understand how to recognize and accept your emotions, both positive and negative, you know, resisting or suppressing emotions, that has to stop. Like, yes, we lead with a positivity in life, but whether we like it or not, the negative side of things still does exist, and they both coexist. So do not resist, do not suppress, because resisting and suppressing just makes the situation worse. You have to embrace. You have to embrace. You have to embrace your emotions, because that way you will gain a lot of valuable insights in understanding how your thoughts are coming through, leading to your behaviors. So some of the benefits for emotional awareness is you improve your decisions. Like I mentioned, you will have enhanced relationships, you will increase resilience, you will reduce stress and anxiety, and you will have greater self-acceptance. Now, I think it's very important, first of all, to just remember that all emotions are valid, whether good or bad. Do not ignore them. Just allow yourself to feel them. You have to acknowledge them both. Like, if you're feeling positive and you're having a good time and it's great, accept that. And if you're having a terrible time and you feel like everything is not working out and you're so angry and you're so frustrated and you're so furious, if you know how you behave, maybe you are destructive or you yell or you shout or you fight, applying emotional intelligence in that time of your life is knowing that if I'm angry, I walk away. Knowing that if I'm angry, I don't now say words that I could regret. If I'm angry, maybe let me just have some alone time to process all of those emotions, because it's very important. Suppressing these emotions, like I said, it will cause dis-ease. That dis-ease will turn into disease, and then you'll fall sick. So allow yourself to feel those emotions, no matter how painful it is. One of the biggest emotions is fear. Another one is grief. Those two are the big ones. They are the big ones, and you have to just deal with that. Another one is when you're happy, right? Create those memories that you can use in time of bad or like low emotions. I always call high vibrational emotions, which is the positive ones, and low vibrational emotions, which is the negative ones. And what I mean by this is you understand vibration, frequency, and energy. I think that is something I'll talk about maybe in the next chapter. But expressing it now means when you have the high vibrational emotions, you get to make better decisions. You get to experience the life that you dream of, the life that you desire. Whereas when you are feeling the low vibrational emotions, such as, you know, sadness. Actually, let me give you like a list of these emotions. We have your joy, your sadness, your anger, fear. And then you have your love, your hate, your guilt, your pride, your envy, your hope, your shame, your compassion, right? These are like the top emotions, but they are broken down into like, you know, jealousy or satisfaction or shame or regret or affection or fondness or terror or dread or despair or pleasure, you know? I'm sure you know emotions. Very much so. And on the next episode, I will talk more about how to regulate these emotions. I hope you call everybody and tell them to come and learn how to regulate emotions, because it's very important. See you on the next one.